The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with a person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even the tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John could be the Christ. John answered them, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan in his hand is to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn in unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many ways, he preached the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please remain standing. We're going to put you to work again tonight. What I'd invite you to do is to turn to someone around you. And for those at home, if you have someone at the convalescent home or in your house, otherwise, if you want to take a piece of paper out and respond to these questions. So I'd like you to turn to someone next to you and say, "What do you hope will appear underneath your Christmas tree this year?" So my name is Chris, and what do I want to appear underneath the Christmas tree this year? And we invite those at home to do the same with someone near you or with a piece of paper. What do I want to appear underneath the Christmas tree this year? I'm not getting subsidized by Amazon or any other group for doing this. And secondly, I'd ask you to share with the person next to you, what do you want for the world for this Christmas? What do you want for the world for this Christmas? Once again, my name is Chris, and what do I want for the world this Christmas? We invite you to be seated. As you can see, the deacon is dressed in his finest robes, and I'm dressed in our wonderful colors, because in our Christian Catholic tradition, this Sunday is for us to remind ourselves that even though we're preparing for the birth of Christ, the secret is out. Jesus is already born. And in fact, he already lived, he preached, he was executed, and he's alive. So during this Sunday, we get to let the secret out that Jesus is not questionably going to be born, and he's not questionably going to live, but he's alive. And he brings us light and life and hope and joy and all the gifts each day of the year. But today we highlight that, because in the midst of this preparation, we can lose the focus, both in our Christian texts, we can get overwhelmed by penance and getting prepared spiritually. We can even lose sight of Christmas in the context of Christmas cards and packages and other things. The church lifts up this night to remind us that Christ is here. Christ is born, Christ has lived, Christ has died, Christ is resurrected, and Christ will come again. This Advent season, I invite us to ponder these scriptures in that context. The scriptures invite us to a sense of joy and hope. And I invite you to think for a moment. What brings you hope? What brings you joy? Now, what you might find underneath the Christmas tree, or what you might hope to find under the Christmas tree, in many cases will not bring you joy. It might bring you gladness. It might be the right thing you want. Might be the better thing than you ever expected. It might be not quite the same color or size or whatever you wanted. But is the giving of the gift going to bring you joy? The birth of Christ invites us into that place of God's joy. God sensed that he's happy with us, that in all of God's bountiful gifts, God looks at each and every one of us and sees that we are good, and God sees in us joy. But the second part of the gospel that is repeated over and over again in the dialogue this week is, what am I to do? The disciples asked the question over and over, what am I to do? I know as I prepare for Christmas this year, it's affected by where I am and where we are in our world. Now, particularly this season, because of the calendar, we all get to come to church next Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent, and then we get to come back either the next night or the next day to celebrate Christmas. And then the following week to have the same situation. We'll come to Mass on Sunday night, and then we come back either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And we might get tempted to say, how can I cover all these things in one Mass, you know? How can I short-circuit this thing, you know? Because life is busy, and we have parties to throw, and people to invite over, and you know, Jesus will notice I'm there that day, so that'll cover the rest of it. Or we can say, wow, we're given the opportunity to come to these sacred events with the community, not only to prepare for the birth of Christ, to celebrate his birth, and to celebrate the possibilities, what is before us in 2019. So when I ask myself, what am I going to do as I prepare for Christmas, what is on my heart this night is that young woman, that young child, who is being depicted as undocumented, illegal, with her family trying to come to this country, and because of our policy, somehow it's okay to let this young child not be fed water only, let alone food, and until she dies, in our custody. And somehow she's being depicted by, well, if the family's doing it illegally, it's not our problem, it's her problem. A 7-year-old child. Now, we know, as the Holy Father keeps reminding the rest of the world, that seeking asylum is not illegal. In fact, it's sanctioned by UN and international law, and even America sanctions asylum seekers as legal, not illegal. And so one of the things I'm going to do, as I've been doing for over a couple years online, I use hashtag Truth Sets Us Free, Jesus, because to me, what I need to do this Christmas is to continue to speak truth when people want to lie, when people want to say, well, maybe this, the truth, for me, is that child is a child of God. Not illegal, not undocumented, a child of God who in any of our custody should be cared for with the basics of life, a little water, a little food, as a process that is legal goes forward, a legal process that we're bound by human law, international law, to hear the asylum case, and after review, make some decision. So my commitment between now and Christmas is to continue that advocacy for truth. We would assume at some point that truth would be taken for granted, but we don't take it for granted nowadays. And so my commitment to the Christ, to the child Jesus, who clearly was born at a time where he would have been considered illegal, born in a manger, not in part of the human family, but out in the outskirts of the poor. And then, of course, he had to go to Egypt, which I'm sure the Egyptian government probably considered him undocumented, illegal, maybe considering asylum. And his fear was that, clearly, a government person had promised to kill all the little boys that were under 2 years of age. The story is the same. The challenge for us is the same. And in this Christmas season, you and I are asked that question, what am I to do? The scripture keeps asking over and over, the disciples, what am I to do? What am I to do? What am I going to do this Christmas to prepare for the celebration of Christmas in 2018? Different than a year before or different than another year. How am I going to prepare? I'm going to commit myself again to that promise of the truth that sets us free. I'm not going to ask you to share with the person next to you because that could be a little embarrassing. Just take a moment. Between now and Christmas, we have 9 days of all the preparation and shopping online and shopping at home and going through the wonderful experience of being with family, friends, and neighbors. Maybe it's baking an extra cake or an extra dozen cookies and take it to that other neighbor that you haven't seen for a while. Maybe it's adding that uncle or aunt back on the Christmas letter list that somehow was removed. Maybe it's giving some time or money here at the church with some kind of outreach and service. I know the colleagues of mine that are from the interfaith community who have been going down to the border on a regular basis since the caravan arrived have been giving food and shelter on a regular basis. And this last week, some of them were arrested at the border as a sign of solidarity. Now, we also know that about 80% of the people coming across the border are fellow Christian Catholics. And they are brothers not only in humanity, but in faith. So the Catholic Diocese of Tijuana and Catholic Relief Services have been doing this for many years, but the numbers continue to call them to serve more people. So what are you to do? What am I to do? How are we preparing for the birth of Christ? How can we allow this joyful night to bring joy to others, whether it be in your own home, on your own street, in this church community, in our own country, at our border, or in the world? The question that we're given is, what am I to do? What are we to do in these last days preparing for the birth of Jesus Christ, born of Mary and Joseph, who lives among us, resurrected in the power of God, our Creator? Amen.